Blog Talk Radio.
And for some reason, the audio is not playing for some.
Well, I could keep strumming this guitar, singing sad songs, staying on the weekend, drinking wine alone. Yeah, I could pretend like I don't want to blow up your phone. And I could keep crying mascara, staining up my couch, throw a pity party, feeling sorry for myself. Yeah, I could say I'm good, but I know that I'm not, so I know that I got to. Bumping that track, yeah, I could get even with you and wreck all of your shit. Gonna make you want me when I flirt with all your friends. I could pretend like I'm not missing you, but I do, so I got.
Welcome to another edition of Days with Murph. Sorry for the awkward silence there at the very start. Blog Talk Radio is being a little slow today, but anyway. On the show today, we've got super talented singer-songwriter Sarah joining us. We'll talk with her about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. As is normally the case, I've got my buddy Craig with me. What's up, dude?
Hey, Cody. How you doing today?
I am so looking forward to this interview right now. It's just not even funny. Because we were talking to Sarah a little bit ago off air, and she is such a total sweetheart. She is. So I'm so looking forward to this. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Sarah to the show. If Blog Talk Radio will actually cooperate with us.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, I've been looking forward to this interview ever since I scheduled it, Sarah. I was really excited that you agreed to be our guest today, and thank you again so much for being a guest again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is exciting.
You know, I'm going to tell you this real quick. That song that you sent over for us to play is such a jam. Oh, my God, it is so good.
Thank you. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I host, every Friday, a show called Indie Country Radio, where I play my top three favorite independent songs of the week. That's going to rotation on Indie Country Radio soon. It'll be in rotation.
Woohoo! Yay! Thank you. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
So funny because I just wrote that song with my friend Lexi last May, and then I put it out in June. And I was like, well, I think I put it out at the beginning of July. So I, like, wrote it within a month. I was like, I'm just going to put this out there. So that's awesome to hear that.
You know, I always say, and this is kind of a quick story before we get into things today, but how Indie Country Radio came about is I want to do more for you guys than what I'm doing with just these interviews. So I figured I want to start my own little quote-unquote radio station over here and play some independent music from some incredibly talented people. So that's how that happened.
Wow. That's cool. That's cool. That doesn't happen often, that's for sure.
Now, before we get into this today, I've always got two questions for our guests. I always ask these two questions. First off, introduce yourself, and secondly, just tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Sarah, and it's capital S-A-R-A, period. And I am living in Nashville currently, and I songwrite every day. I quit my day job to do this every day, which is always a struggle, but it's worth it. And sometimes you can't have a backup plan to do what you love because you'll fall back on the backup plan no matter what. So I do this every single day, and I was up till 7 o'clock this morning, so it's literally a 24-hour thing sometimes. And then I got into music. It's kind of a crazy story because I play, like, a bunch of different instruments, and I started when I was about eight years old. And my mom and dad got a divorce, and she had a boyfriend for, like, a week. But he convinced her to buy a guitar, which is funny because a guitar is a huge expense, and we did not have money. So I don't know what made her want to get a guitar. So I don't know if he bought it for her or what, but she never played it. She got it, and she played it one night. And then I decided to go downstairs one day when she wasn't home and take her guitar because I didn't think she would notice it. So I went upstairs and started strumming on it. And, of course, it took her a little bit, but she finally noticed it was missing, and she was, like, freaking out. And she came upstairs, and she's like, "What the heck are you doing?" And I was like, "Playing guitar." So I'm roughly like 8 or 9, and I was in fifth grade, so I was a little bit ahead, I was ahead in school, so I was kind of younger for being in fifth grade. But I just started strumming this guitar, and she took me to this guitar lesson. And this is so funny because I actually just watched an interview with Taylor Swift. This is random. And the same thing happened to her. I had a guitar lesson. My first thing that I ever did was take a guitar lesson from a guy that was friends with my mom from school and from her school. And so she took me to this lesson, and the guy looked at me and told me I would never be able to play a guitar as well as the guys in my class because I was a girl and my hands weren't big enough, which is funny because I have extremely big hands for a girl, and I always have. And so this guy told me that, and I got so mad that I went home and learned, like, 200 cover songs and started writing my own songs. And then my mom isn't much into the music thing, but she did let me do band in school, and I got to play the flute, and I was self-taught in the oboe, and I play a few other instruments. So really, it just kind of came about as a venting thing, because I wasn't very popular in school. I mean, people literally pulled on my pigtails in school. So, so it was like a venting thing, and just something for I don't know. It was always more than a hobby, so it was just a passion.
Nice. I noticed you mentioned you were in band in high school. So was I.
What'd you play?
I was in the pit. I played percussion.
That's so cool. I always wanted to do that. They never let me. I wanted to do everything there, so that was the problem.
I believe it. Well, there's still plenty of time for you, Sarah. I used to play the clarinet, believe it or not. I was in junior high school and high school.
Did you really?
The clarinet. I used to be called the next Goodman.
Hey, before we move on, we do have a caller, if you're okay with taking calls.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. 706, you're on.
Hey, it's Jake. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Jake.
We're good. How are you?
Hey, doing good. I told you I'd call in and see how y'all are doing.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. Craig told me about it, so I said I'd call in.
Oh, my gosh. When you said Jake at first, I didn't recognize your voice, and then I heard your accent.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jake.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, anytime.
Yep.
Sarah, if it wasn't for Jake, I would never have known about you. I saw pictures of Sarah playing at Jake's house concert, and
yeah.
It's from there that I discovered you. Jake told me all about you, and that's how I got I learned about you, your music, and I started contacting you, and here we are.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, no, Jake's been
yeah.
a big fan, a good friend of mine, so.
Yeah. All it took was one time was Lexi introducing to me and said, I've heard enough.
That's
yeah.
right.
I've heard enough and seen enough.
Yeah, that was back at TMA Fest at Doghouse. Wow, that's so,
yep.
that seems like so long ago, but it really wasn't.
No, it doesn't seem like that long at all.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is. It is indeed.
I can't be good.
Thanks for calling in, Jake.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Bye, buddy. I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right, I'll see ya. You know, it's always cool when we have callers on the show that I call in to talk to you guys. That's probably one of my favorite parts of doing what I do.
I'm sure it's exciting talking to people.
It's not only the guests, but also the callers who, even though we've obviously never met in person, I like to think of them as friends because
absolutely,
the listeners to this show, and I despise the term fans. I totally despise that term because I'll tell you why. When I think of somebody that has fans, I think of like a George Clooney or a Brad Pitt.
Yes,
I'm frankly not that famous. So there you go.
Not yet, you mean? We're both not yet famous.
Not yet, right.
Yeah, but maybe in 5-10 years, we'll both be at CMA Fest. Sarah, you'll be playing Nissan Stadium as a highlight act, and then Coney and I will be introducing you.
I hope so.
I hope that happens, buddy. I hope that happens.
So do I.
But I know it'll happen for you, Sarah. Us, I'm
oh,
not
I
so sure
it'll
about.
Happen for all of us.
I know it'll happen for you.
Impossible. everything's possible. You just have to put it into the universe and put the positivity out there, and everything comes back on you positively, you know, so.
I agree. There's a quote, and let me see if I remember it. It goes, "It is a scientific fact that gratitude reciprocates."
Absolutely, absolutely. I believe that wholeheartedly.
I did kind of have some fun get to know your questions if you're okay with it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. This is always a fun to ask, and I've never started out with this question. You're stranded on a deserted island, and you can only take three items with you. What are you taking?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I have to have macaroni, probably a guitar, and then I would take what's the third one? Oh my gosh. I would probably take on a desert island. Is there water around the island? Is it like a water island? Is it just like a huge desert? Okay. I would probably take oh my gosh, this is so difficult. What's my third one? Oh my gosh, I know what it would be. I'd probably take a raft, maybe, so I could float in the water.
Very smart.
I'm a good swimmer, so I mean, I wouldn't really need a raft, but I think it'd be nice to have maybe just to get a tan while I'm coming back to survival civilization.
When you said raft, Sarah, it reminded me of Castaway when Tom Hanks in the movie was stranded in that island from the airplane crash, and he built that raft to escape. Now all of a sudden, I pictured you doing it. Sarah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
This next question I've got for you is always fun to ask. Because the responses are rarely ever the same. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't change anything. I have been on a really long journey, and I come from a really rough background, and it's been a bumpy, crazy, awesome ride, but honestly, everything that's been put in my way has been a learning experience, and I'm one of those artists that didn't grow up on a platform. Like, I didn't have financial, like, stability backing me up. I've worked and bought every guitar I've ever owned since I was in fifth grade on my own, and I was kicked out after high school, so, like, I've been on my own and, you know, doing this for myself, and it was the roughest thing I've ever been through, but it was the best thing, and honestly, I really wouldn't change anything because I love to learn things, and I learn things the hard way, but I love to learn new things, and I really can't say I would change anything, honestly. That sounds crazy, but.
That's awesome. You know, that response right there, my already immense respect has just totally skyrocketed. I have so much respect for you. By that one response, I have so much respect for you and what you do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people don't really know me, and I have a decent fan base, like, online and stuff, and a lot of that came from being in Alabama, then going to Texas, and then I was in a duo in Texas that didn't work out, but I went on, like, a radio tour, but everybody that knew me in Texas knew me as this girl that was in a duo who knew nothing about me. Nothing about where I came from. I didn't tell anybody about where I came from. I was really kind of secretive about it. And, so it's kind of funny. Like, now I'm just kind of like, you know, I don't really care, like, what people think of me. Like, as long as I can do music and I can make a difference in someone's life with my songs, because that's my goal. My goal is not fame and fortune. And if that comes with the success, it's awesome. I just want to make a stable career out of being what I want to do, and that's music, whether it be songwriting or an artist. I do want to be an artist, but I also, I just want to be happy with my music and make a difference for somebody, you know. So that's all that matters to me.
I agree completely.
You're doing a just fabulous job, Sarah. And your fans and friends will appreciate you for not only just your music, but who you are as a person on the inside. And even though I haven't met you yet, from what I've seen, I've been very impressed, and I would love to stay in touch with you. And I look forward to meeting you in person when I next in Nashville.
Aw, yeah, for sure. I know it didn't work out last time. It was a crazy, crazy week, I think, that week that you came down here. But, yeah, absolutely. I look forward to meeting both of you guys. I just almost fell off my chair. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I'm a slug.
You know,
oh, my gosh.
And that kind of leads me to my next question is, I'm a big fan of artist interviews, obviously. I'll watch, listen to any artist interview I can possibly get my hands on. I mean, I was watching Dan Rather ask Kid Rock this question, so I'm gonna sort of modify it because I thought it was the greatest question probably of all time, and I'm gonna ask you.
Okay.
When your career takes off, and you're winning CMA after CMA, which is going to happen for you. There's not a doubt in my mind. What's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Oh, that's a really good question. That is a really good question. Honestly, I just want to be remembered as the girl that shows people that you don't give up and you can accomplish absolutely anything, like anything. Like my first year here in Nashville, and the reason why like all my artist stuff is just launching and I rebranded, like, was the hardest year of my life. But I figured out everything that I was and wasn't, and I like found this happy place in myself with my music. And you know, some people find that early on, some people find that later on, and I have never given up. I have sit in an apartment that I couldn't afford, eating green beans with my dog because I had a girl who was living with me that wasn't paying bills, and I was, you know, my credit was being ruined and the power was getting shut off and I couldn't afford to eat. And like, I still wrote every day. I still wrote songs that are not like a typical, I'm honest in my songs. I have some stuff that nobody's ever heard. It's like, it's a real story. And I get compared to other artists sometimes, but there's not an artist quite like me with the raw honesty of what I want to tell and put on country radio, because I never gave up. Not one second did I ever give up. People back out on me all the time, and I've always had to figure out how to do it on my own. And I actually started taking classes online, pretty much learning how to work a video software, like making video stuff, because, you know, the person that was going to help me with my video stuff got busy and couldn't do it. So that doesn't mean that I was going to just put it off and not release it. I'm going to do it myself, you know? And so I think that my biggest thing is I just want to show people you can absolutely do anything that you put your mind to, because I hate the word never. I hate the word never, because I do not believe that should even be a word. And impossible literally says I'm possible. If you read the word, like, you know, it's possible. Everything is. And I was in a ride with somebody that told me I couldn't have a song that we were writing on country and pop radio. And I said, I sure can. Watch me. Like, I can do anything I put my mind to. And I just want to be that person that shows people, like, anybody, like, you don't have to have your parents backing you up. You know, like, you don't have to have the typical lifestyle to accomplish your dreams. So.
I'm jumping some motivation here on What Days with Marv.
From what you just said, you make a terrific role model. And I think a lot of people would listen to you.
Well, thank you. I have a huge goal of mine. I was telling someone the other day that I don't want to be famous. I want to make a difference. Like, you know, if I get fame out of it, awesome, cool. That's not my goal. My goal is I want to just make a difference. And if I win a CMA award for, I could? Okay, awesome. If I won a CMA award for my song that I wrote about why I'm the artist that I am, that I came from a terrible background, okay, cool, whatever. But the thing is, I want someone to take something from that and learn from it and apply it to their life and know that, like, someone else did it who had no platform, no means, no – I didn't have anybody supporting me, you know? And so, like, not even whenever I was younger, like, my mom did not want me to do music. She would tell – my friend's dad, who was like helped me with guitar in eighth grade, to tell me to quit doing music. Like, that's how rough I had it. My mom told me it sucked every day, you know. So, I think that if I can do it, anybody can do it.
And it's the same mindset I have with the show. I have no formal radio training whatsoever. I literally started this on a whim because some of my friends were doing it. And I figured, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. And I started this thing a little over 5 years ago, and it's been probably the best decision I've ever made.
Wow, that's awesome! 5 years, that's great. That's cool. I did not know that. That's awesome.
Well, initially we were a soap opera related show. We bring on soap opera stars, but that really wasn't my passion. Music is my passion. So, and specifically a country pop kind of whole crossover kind of thing. But I'll be totally honest with you. Aside from music being my passion, I have a passion for people, and helping people as much as I possibly can. So that's and I always told myself it's never about me. The show's not about me. It's about you guys. And if I can help at least one person reach where they want to be in their careers or whatever, I've done my job.
Absolutely. I think that's so beautiful. Like, that's awesome. I mean, we need more people in the world like that, you know? And I don't know. I think it's so sad watching someone. Like, I have a friend, and a really talented friend, and they're not going to be an artist, and, like, because they don't think that they can do it. And I'm like, no, you can do it. Like, just do it, you know? You don't have to, like – but you don't want to do it bad enough, obviously, you know. And I've been hearing stories from people downtown that are not going to do music anymore. Or they're quitting music, and it's the most dramatic thing they're saying. And they're like, I'm not doing music anymore because I don't have a record deal yet. So what? Like, nowadays, in this age and time, you can be independently successful, like crazy independently successful, if you just do it on your own and do it the right way, you know. It doesn't matter if it takes a long time.
You have to have a lot of patience. A lot of patience.
I agree.
Which is not always easy.
we've only got like a minute left. This has probably been the fastest interview I believe I've ever done. So I did want to ask real quick that you brought up you were kind of rebranding and kind of switching things around a little bit. Talk a little bit more about that if you could.
Yes. I was a solo artist until I was 19, and then I was teaching guitar lessons and taught a girl that wanted to be in a duo by the end of it. So we started a duo. We got to Nashville, and the girl quit the duo, and I wrote all of the songs for our duo. And she took a lot of our songs and released them as her own songs when she quit and went back to Texas. And so I was in Nashville. Like, I got left with a really crazy expensive apartment, and, like, I couldn't afford it. I didn't have a job. Like, it was – I was left on a, like, whim. It was just crazy. And so I took 2 years, and I put out I Could under my songwriter name, Sarah Jane. And it just never stuck with me. And someone came up to me and said, hey, why don't you be Sarah? And I was like – oh, my God, that's so cool. And they're like, it's generic, but you can make it cool. It's a brand. Like, be Sarah. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And so I changed everything over, and I have the songs and stuff I want to back up with it. But I'm about to start releasing all my promo stuff that's introducing myself, because no one knows what I'm doing yet. And that's what's so cool, is no one knows what I'm doing except for, like, two people. So I'm about to start releasing everything, and I've been releasing little videos, giving, like, little clues and stuff. But I am seriously stoked for what's coming up.
That is awesome.
It's a big mystery. I was trying to find out, what is Simply Sarah all about? You know, like, how you went from Sarah Jane to Simply Sarah. And so I would love to find out the mystery. What is the whole idea behind the promotion that you're doing?
I can't tell you everything. I can't tell you everything, but I'll give you a little insight. So basically, I'm like the underdog of Nashville. People underestimate me. They have said to my face that I wasn't an artist. They have told me that I wasn't good enough. They have talked about me behind my back. I've had co-writers back out on me, and people that were my good friends since day one of Nashville, because they don't think that I'm as good as another girl they're working with. And people put me on the back burner. And then I had a good friend come up to me and told me that I was looking rough one day, and I was wearing like leggings and like a t-shirt and like my hair pulled up and my glasses. And I was like, you know what? I can wear leggings on stage. I can wear myself. Like, you know, and my thing is, if girls, I want to attract girl fans. Like, I want female fans, and girls don't want to feel inferior to an artist. They want to feel like they're equal. So I don't dress up for gigs. I don't want to do my hair like super crazy, awesome curls and stuff. Like, I just want to be myself, like 100%. Obviously professional, but I think there's a fine line between being fake and professional. So basically I'm just really pushing that boundary, and I'm about to show people what Sarah's made of. So
if you can't be yourself, Sarah, then you'll never be happy, and you won't be able to bring out the best in yourself.
Exactly.
Not just
expression
as a person.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Hey, and I wanted to tell you this now, because we're just about out of time, but you have our support 1,000%.
No. Thank you.
Yes, you did, Sarah. I never thought of you as the underdog.
If there's anything we can ever do for you, you have my email, and you know where to reach me. So
awesome.
And
yes,
myself too, Sarah.
You.
As you saw when I mailed you the box of things to donate for what happened in Houston. And going forward, anything I can do to help you professionally or as a friend, you know, please don't hesitate to ask.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I think I sent my new email over, because my other email that y'all have is basically being spammed. It's being spammed, so I don't really use that one, because I can never get through all of the emails. I get like 400 emails a day in that one, so.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So all these people are going to be
using you from now on. I hope I'm not overstepping here, but in the 30 plus minutes that we've spoke, I do consider you a friend.
Oh, thank you. You too. Absolutely. I consider y'all friends as soon as Craig asked me to be a part of this. So.
Yes.
Awesome. And
you're forever. I heard. I knew that you were a terrific person. Well, I always say I was confident that you were, and from having spoken to you, 100% that's the case.
Oh, thank you.
And you're forever a part of this little radio show family that we've got here. You're forever a part of it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, before we let you go, I always ask this to kind of wrap things up. If fans want to follow you online, where can they follow you? Twitter
everything,
or whatever, you know?
Yeah, everything is at Hey Call Me Sarah. And Sarah doesn't have an H. Like, my website, everything. YouTube is being created. I don't understand the new platform they have, but It'll be up soon. But everywhere, pretty much, like Instagram, Facebook. You can literally type in at Hey Call Me Sarah on everything except for my website. That's heycallmesarah.com. So.
Awesome. Hey, thank you again for doing this. This has been so much fun, and I probably got more out of this than you did.
Oh,
it's been so much fun.
I doubt that, but thank you. No, I really enjoyed it.
And you're always more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, anytime.
Absolutely. I think we're gonna let you go and kind of wrap up, but I thank you again, Sarah.
All right. Thank you, guys. It was great talking to you.
It was the same here, Sarah.
Hey,
I look forward to seeing you in that show.
And I'm going to be sending you a email as soon as we do wrap up, okay?
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too.
Well,
talk to you later.
Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.
Holy crap, that was so much fun.
She is really so down to earth, and she has a lot of benevolence inside her. She, to me, is no underdog.
I'm going to be honest, Greg. A couple of times I had tears in my eyes. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Okay.
It was great. But before a Blog Talk Radio forcibly removes us from the network, who do we have coming up tomorrow?
We have Juliana Hale tomorrow, who is another person who overcame some adversity in her life that is going to be very interesting to find out what adversity and how she overcame it. She's another terrific singer-songwriter.
Awesome. Who do we have next week besides tomorrow's show? Who do we have next week?
Okay. Next Tuesday, we have Camber Kane, who was a huge winner for, I believe, a female entertainer or female artist of the year at the Josie Awards. And this Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 25th, we have Amanda Cawley. And offhand, I don't know who we have on Monday. But I believe we have three guests this week.
I'll look that up. But I adore Camber Kane so much. I met Camber at the Awaba Awards like you did, and I just adore her so much. So the next week will be fun, as will tomorrow. So I think I'm gonna I'll let you go, okay, buddy?
All right. Thanks, Cody. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, buddy. See ya. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Sarah. As Craig said, tomorrow we've got super talented singer-songwriter Juliana Hale joining us. And with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.